Psalm 19, the Bible says in verse 12, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults." Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Then, or keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Now look at 90, Psalm 90. It goes on a little further with that thought. And this verse I want you to look at this morning, verse 8. Psalm 90 and verse 8. Everybody look at it. Psalm 90, verse 8. "Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, and our secret sins in the light of thy countenance." That means that God sees everything that you do, even if other people don't see it. That means that God knows everything that you've done this week. And he's got a record of it. And it was just like in broad daylight to him. To him. He can see in the dark, you know. God can. He knows where you were Friday night, what you were doing, who you were with. God knows everything. And he, you know what else he's going to do? He's going to bring it all out in the light one of these days and show everybody at the judgment. Now, as a Christian this morning, I want you to think about this. And as a person who's never been saved, I want you to think about this. I'd like to preach to you on the subject, secret sin. Secret sin. According to the Word of God here this morning, God said David said, "I want you to cleanse me, Lord, from our secret sins." These are sins that nobody knows about but you and God. Now, I have an idea this morning. There's hundreds of people in here this morning who have a little secret sin in your life. It's just like a little pet, you know, and nobody can't see it, but you keep it hid in here and don't let people see your sin. So I want to say four things about it briefly this morning. And the first thing I want to say is, what is secret sin? Remember, it is not a sin to be tempted. Now, everybody is tempted. The Lord Jesus Christ was tempted, but he didn't sin. So we know from the scripture, it is not a sin to be tempted. According to the book of James, chapter 1, when a person, every man is tempted, when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. The devil's job out there is to tempt you. He'll put something in your mind, or he'll show you something, or he'll pull you a certain way. And you've got a choice right then. Am I going to just resist this, walk away, turn my head, get my thoughts right, or am I going to go that way and proceed in that direction? You've got a choice right then. According to the Bible, every time that happens, God makes a way to escape that you might be able to bear it. I've heard people say, "Well, the temptation was so great, I just couldn't resist it." That is a lie. That's a lie. God will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. Or this man running around on his wife all the time. And she said, "I'm going to leave you if you ever do that again." He said, "Well, honey, I just can't help it." Now, she ought to just put a shotgun in his face. But I'll tell you what, man. Don't give us that junk. Don't give us that baloney. Don't say, "Well, it's too great, I can't help it." According to the Bible, every temptation that comes your way, God makes a way to escape that you might be able to bear it. If you'll know, there's always a little door there you can run out and avoid the issue and the temptation if you want to. So I'm not talking about temptation this morning. As one old preacher said, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from building a nest in your hair. And you can do that. You don't have to let the devil. You can't stop the devil from coming through once in a while. But you can stop him from setting up residence in your brain and in your life. So it is possible. It is possible to go to church every Sunday and have what we call secret sin. By definition, it is to deliberately, listen to me, I'm not talking about falling down and asking God to forgive you and getting up and tripping and falling and asking forgiveness and getting up. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying deliberately keep acts, deeds, thoughts, feelings, or attitudes when we know that it is against the Word of God. That's what secret sin is. Secret sin is, oh Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me. That's not what it is. Oh God, I didn't mean to do that. God, I messed up a gun. God, help me. And then fall again. God, help me. God, that's not secret sin. Secret sin is when I know it's wrong and I know it's against God and I don't even try to get rid of it and I just keep it. I say, well, nobody don't know about this, so it won't matter. That's what I'm preaching about this morning. Y'all listening? This ain't going to be a shouting message, but I really believe if you get rid of them little sins. See, y'all look pretty good to me this morning. If I looked over here this morning, I couldn't pick out, you know, maybe who's got sin in their life and who don't. I could guess, probably be pretty close. But I can't see you. I mean, I know you people. But I can't see in your heart. What I'm talking about this morning is stuff that nobody can see. Just you and Noah is God. And it's like a ball. If I was standing here in front of you this morning, see, here I stand here in front of you. I brush my teeth, comb my hair, I wash my face. I even washed my ears this morning. I don't always do that. I said, I'm going to wear a new suit. I'm going to wash my ears. And because I can't stand soap getting down in there. And so I just wash around them most of the time. But here I stand before you. I look pretty clean to you, don't I? But I want to tell you something. I could have on my leg right here a big old ball right here on the back of my leg. And it could be just a big infested or big things hanging out there with just old junk running out of it and blood and scabs all over it. And now look at me now. Look at me. I'm helping you on your diet. That's the reason I do this. I'm helping you maintain your diet. You won't want to eat dinner. You know what? I could have that on my leg. You'd never see it. You say, well, I've seen Brother Danny. I mean, his face is clear, hair comb, teeth brushed, his ears is clean, and you'd think everything was all right. And I might have a big old sore right here on my leg. That's what secret sin is. Have you ever met these people that outwardly they got it all together? I mean, they sing in the choir. Maybe they might even teach Sunday school. Or maybe they might even preach. Or maybe they, and you see them, it's just, oh, just praise the Lord. Isn't it a wonderful day to be saved? And, you know, they got a sore inside there somewhere. And they got just an old, runny, putrefied, nasty, I mean, Lord, awful, awful, awful. Coming in him, that's what a secret sin is in your heart. Now let me say secondly this morning, I'm going to talk about the signs of secret sin. It will show up on you. Secret sin will show up. You cannot hide it forever. For example, if I had that big boil on my leg this morning, here's what I'd probably do. Like that. And you'd say, well, Brother Danny's got his ears clean, and Brother Danny's got a new suit, and Brother Danny's got all that, but he ain't walking just exactly right. Something's wrong. There's, even though you can't see it, it would show up in my walk. Isn't that right? And I'm telling you this morning, folks, you might hide that sin for a little while, but it will not be long till you will be limping spiritually. And people's going to say, well, something's wrong with old so-and-so. They still come to church every Sunday. They still sing in the youth choir. They still, but they just don't walk like they used to walk. Used to it was, it's Sunday. You know, oh, na-na-na-na-cha-cha. It's Sunday. And now it's, I mean, I got my towel, I got my Bible under my arm, and I got my ears washed, but I just ain't walking exactly like I used to walk. And I know there's people sitting in here this morning, you used to bubble, you know it? You used to bubble, man. You could see Jesus popping out of your face. You could smile and radiate with the presence of God. There was a time when God was all over you. You sit here this morning, your face is washed, you got your Bible in your lap, you're here for Sunday school. Outwardly, you look the same. You just don't have it like you used to have it. Something has stole your joy. Something has stole your happiness. Something has stole your victory. Something is causing you to limp spiritually. That's what secret sin is. That's what it does. I had a boy one night, a good friend of mine. This has been years ago, and I wasn't near as, I didn't discern it like I can now. But I noticed he'd sit around when we was all talking about the Lord, and he'd just kind of sit there. And one night we went somewhere. I think we went out here to McDonald's or somewhere. And he's in the car with us. And I said, brother, something wrong? And usually I don't do that. I figure, you know, it's none of my, I don't stick my nose in other people's business if I'm not asked to. But I just really had a burden for him. And I said, he's just not acting right. He's just not acting right. I said, is you all right? And he said, yeah, I'm all right. Everything's fine. That was on Friday night. On Monday, he left his wife and run off with another woman. 3 days later. And we found out that he had been secretly meeting that woman for 2 months. And that thing had been going on. And I mean, that was a long time ago. And I noticed something wasn't right. Something just like he's limping, see? He's limping. He's limping. Hey, you can hide it from us this morning. You can hide it from us. I'm telling you, man, God's got the magnifying glass on you. Now, everybody look up here. I'll tell you when to bow your head and pray. Look up here. Some of you look guilty as a devil. And you know what? We're going to do surgery on you in a minute. And you can't get up and walk out now because everybody say, yep. We'll know you're some kind of pervert. But I want to tell you, man, that secret sin will show up on you. It will do it. It'll cause you to have a fake, uneasy, guilt-ridden smile. Your smile just is not exactly right. See, it's like this. Hey, here's the way it used to be. How you doing, brother? Praise God, I'm doing great. Amen. Woo! God's still on his throne. Amen. Here it is now. How you doing, brother? Good to see you. I'm fine. Praise the Lord. You done got infected, man. It'll do three things. It gives you an uneasy look. It gives you unnecessary fear. It gives you an unwarranted anger. Now, what does all that mean? That's just a ministerial way of saying this. You don't act like you should act, and people can tell when something's wrong. You listen to me? It gives you an uneasy look. When you got secret sin in your life, okay, it's like this. All you young people, now if there's any in here of our young people that's sinning and don't know it, I want to know about it. Somebody tell me and we'll deal with it. If there's any young people in here fooling around with sex and you're not married, y'all listen to me? You cannot be comfortable sitting here this morning because of your perverted lifestyle. Now you listen to me this morning. It'll make an uneasy look. I'll come up and shake hand. How you doing? You'll go, fine. You know what that is? That's your conscience, man, driving you crazy because that secret sin you got in your life. Drive you up the wall. I don't care what they say on TV. I don't care what they say on Beverly Hills 93 7 8 19. That's wicked. And God can't bless it. And God never will bless it. That secret sin, it'll show up on you. There's an illustration in the Word of God back there in the book of Joshua where the Bible said they went out to battle. And they was whipping everybody right and left. Bang, 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 bang. Like our ball team was. I mean, just knocking them down. Bang, bang, bang. And then they went up against this little town and lost the battle. Joshua went before God, and God said, Joshua, they sin in the camp. And they pulled out this one guy named Achan, and they said, you got the sin in your heart. And come to find out, when they went and took over this city, he stole some clothes, and he stole some gold, and he stole some stuff, and he hid it in his tent, and nobody didn't know nothing about it. And boy, they come back to the camp, and Achan had hid that stuff and buried it, and nobody didn't know what he had done. They hid his sin. He hid his sin. I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. It's a dangerous thing to fool with sin and then try to hide it, because it will, boop, it'll break out on you like the measles. One of these days it'll come out. Your chickens come home to roost. It always comes back. People always find out. You ain't got it hid. You may have for a while. They had a big service that night. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Woo! Good to be saved, Father Abraham. I had many sons. And they noticed and looked over, and here's the way Achan was doing. You have an uneasy look. You have an unnecessary fear. If you got secret sin in your heart this morning and you see two people talking, you think, They're talking about me. They know. Somehow they know. Oh no, did I throw away that? Oh boy. Did I get all that lipstick off the seat? I know she's going to find out. Every time the phone rings, who is that? What a way to live, man. What a way to live. Why don't you just straighten up and fly right? And you won't have to worry afraid everybody knows. Have you ever, y'all are kind of quiet this morning, you know? What have you been doing? I'll tell you one thing. God knows. Guess who will know pretty soon? Me. I always find out and I don't even try. You know, I don't even try. I'm not one of these nosy preachers, man. I don't know what y'all do. Don't even want to know. But somehow or another, I always find out. Every time one of y'all mess up, I find out. And I don't, by accident. Somebody called me. Danny, you know what one of your church members is doing? You know, y'all known all over this town, man. Big church, little town. It's hard to hide it long here in Harper Valley, McDowell County. Amen. Somebody gonna tell, amen. Somebody tell. There's enough blabbermouths in Marion, buddy. You ain't gonna hide nothing much long. Nothing. An unnecessary fear. You start getting scared. It's like that man had a note in his pocket from his girlfriend saying he forgot to take it out. You'll slip up somewhere. You'll slip up somewhere. And his wife was cleaning his pants, found that note in his pocket. You'll get it. You're going to get it. It's going to break out on you. If I had a big ball here, see, it wouldn't be long till I'd be giving a big illustration. I'd be crawling around here. And then you'd see blood right here on my pants. You'd say, ugh. His ears is clean. He's got on a tie, carry a Bible. Ooh, look at that on his leg. Yuck. I can't even watch him preach. It's like mayonnaise coming out of there. I mean, it's awful. I mean, you would die, man. You would die. You would say, something's wrong with our preacher. And I want to tell you what, brother. One smudge. You may sit here this morning, look like everything's all right. But there's a smudge somewhere, and it's going to come out on you. You say, well, now that's just a little old-fashioned. I want to tell you what, sin's still sin. It's black, still black, white, still white. Hell's still hot. Heaven's still sweet. God ain't never changed his mind. I know we're living in a day, people in Hollywood, they'd have a heart attack if they heard me preach this. That shows how perverted they are. I want to tell you this morning, wrong is still wrong, and it'll still come out on you. It'll still come out on you. Praise God, Aiken. Ain't you glad? Ain't you happy? Yeah, I'm happy. Praise the Lord. Well, what's wrong with you? Well, I don't know. I just seem like it's just not like it used to be. I think the church has let me down. They're talking about me at church. That's why you know somebody's backslid living like a devil. They start complaining about the people at the church talking about them. I'm going to say that again. The way you know somebody's backslid, they start complaining about everybody at the church is running me down. And everybody at the church, well, do right, man. And if they're saying something about you, don't worry about it and serve God. Reckon they might be telling the truth. If I go out here and shoot somebody, I can't get mad if everybody says, did you hear about Danny Castle? He shot somebody. I can't blame them for that. I'm the one that went and done it. I'm telling you, this secret sin, it'll pop out, come out on you. Brother Robbie's telling me about something that happened last night. I don't know if I remembered exactly right. I should have wrote it down. He said somewhere out west, these two guys, this really happened on the news, and said these two guys took a coyote just to experiment, and they wanted to find out what happened, and they strapped dynamite to a coyote. Did you hear about that? Anybody hear about that? Raise your hand. Okay, so I just heard it last night. He said they strapped dynamite to a coyote. That's awful, man. And they lit the fuse, turned it, and they wanted to see what would happen. Turned it loose out there in the desert. And they lit the fuse on that thing, man. It's just like on the Roadrunner, buddy. And they lit that fuse, and all right, coyote took off like that, and they was going to watch him see what happened to him. And that thing turned around, come right back towards them. And buddy, it took him, and they split off one run that way and one run that way. And he was looking for a place to hide, and he run up under their brand new Blazer. That four-wheel drive Blazer, and blowed that thing to kingdom come. Amen, brother. Amen. Serves them right. And then they went and they turned it in on their insurance. I don't know what happened to our blazer. It blew up. You know, we need to collect our insurance. So when they done a little investigation, they found hair and blood and everything in there. And they found out what happened. Instead of getting their insurance to buy them a new blazer, they went to jail. Hey, and there's people in Magdalene County. You think, I got me a girlfriend who works at Baxter. You say, well, I go all the way to Morganton down there at Southern Divorces. That's what they call it. They ought to call these plants hell holes, man. God have mercy. If we had a dollar for every home had been broke up because that woman working there at the second shift and the man on the third and not seeing the husband. All, that's where the devil gets in. Because you start seeing them normally, you know, and their breath don't stink out at work. I mean, they're friendly and they look pretty and everything, and that's where it starts. You say, well, I got something going on my wife don't know about and my husband don't know about and all that. I'll tell you something about that secret sin. If you don't deal with it and get rid of it, it'll pop out on you. You'd be surprised how God can get you caught. You'd be surprised. And you will get caught. You ain't smarter than God. He'll catch you, man. Run you down, it'll blow your blazer up. Amen, brother. You ain't going to outsmart God Almighty. You say, well, Brother Denny, I'm scared to death. I got secret sin. Now you're scaring me to death. What am I going to do? I tell you what, dude. Get down here and take care of it now and get it done right and ask God to get rid of it. That's going to be my next point. Then you won't have to have Him expose you. All right. Results of secret sin. As I've said, you'll fail when testing time comes. Hey, you can't get your prayers answered if you're harboring secret sin in your life. David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, what the Lord will not hear me. It's not worth that, man. It's not worth losing your contact with God. You know, a lot of people say, well, I've asked people, pray. They'll say, I can't pray, preacher. I'm not on praying grounds. And they've let that little sin cheat them out of their communication with God Almighty. It's not worth that. It'll stop your prayers from being heard. Hinder your fellowship. You won't win no souls. You'll fail when testing time comes. And you'll lose rewards at the judgment that you could have got if you'd have lived for God and served Him. Finally, I'm going to talk about the cure for secret sin. The cure is in Proverbs 28:13. You know the verse, you don't have to turn to it. But it said, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. You want God to have mercy on you this morning? You come down here and you say, all right, God, He's right. I'm sinning. God, what I'm doing is wrong, and I know it's wrong. And God, I'm sorry. And by your grace, right now, right here, in my heart, I'm turning from that thing. That's not saying you'll always be perfect, you'll never sin again, but in your heart, you're determined that you're going to turn away from that thing. And God will have mercy on you. God will have mercy on you. You know what I've noticed about people? If they try, brother, and they confess, and they pray, and they turn in their heart, God always has mercy on them. You know where you get in trouble? Well, I don't care what He says. I can't quit, and I ain't going to try to quit. And there's no, okay. He's going to bust your head, man. He's going to bust your head. That's what's going to happen to you. You're going to get it. But if you'll just try and say, God, have mercy on me. God, I'm turning. God, by your grace, I'm going the other way. You'll have mercy. You need to do three things. Number one, realize it's a sin and that God hates it. It's not different in your situation. Lord, I miss them country music singers. They sing, well, if this is a sin, I don't care. You know, it feels so right. How can it be wrong? I'll tell you how. God said it was wrong. I don't care how it feels. They say, well, it just feels right for us to be together. And I know we're not married, but it's not wrong. It just feels right. You are a nut. God said it was wrong. God, I don't care how it feels. Hey, man, sometimes you can be doing wrong and it feel right. You can be doing right and it feels wrong. But what's right is what God said is right, and what's wrong is what God says is wrong. You got to realize it's a sin and God hates it. Every time you let mess around, like I said a while ago, premarital sex, having an affair. Every time you do that, it's just like taking a gun and murdering somebody in their heart. It's breaking one of God's commandments. You say, there's no way I'd shoot somebody. Well, keep your clothes on and stay out of bed if you ain't married. You wicked thing. That's what God said. That's what God said. It's like murder. Bow! Shooting somebody in the head, murdering them. Guilty of murder. Amen. Amen. Then confess it before God. God, I'm sorry. Forsake it by the help of the Lord. Don't go back where you sinned. Don't hang around where you caught it. I've had people tell me, they say, well, Brother Danny, I know it's wrong, and I know I'm running around with this guy at work, and I know I'm cheating on my husband, but how am I going to tell him? I'll tell you how to tell him. They say, he's so nice. He ain't nice. He ain't nice, or he wouldn't fool with another man's wife. What's wrong with you? Are you stupid? A nice man don't fool with another man's wife. I've had them tell me that. But he's so sweet. He ain't sweet. He's a lowdown. He's a scum. He don't care about God or you. He just wants your body. Amen. Preach it, brother. You say, well, I ain't never coming back to hear you. I know. That's why I'm loading your wagon this morning. I figured one trip would do you. Listen, I'm telling you this morning, he's not nice. He's going to destroy your life, man. What's wrong with you? He's not nice. He's the worst enemy you got. He's the only one that really understands me. No, he's fast-talked to you like the devil did Eve in the Garden of Eden. That's what's happened. So you say, well, how am I going to tell him at work? Here's how. Get away from me! What's wrong with you? That's how. Tell him like that. You say, well, I don't want to hurt his feelings. Why? Why wouldn't you want to hurt the devil's feelings? Somebody broke in my house tonight. If somebody broke in my house tonight and they took my two little girls, Corey and Carissa, and started hitting them in the stomach, do you think I'd be nice to them? Now listen to me. Y'all listen to me. If somebody came in my house tonight, started hitting Chris and Corey in the stomach, do you honestly think I'd be... You say, well, you're supposed to show them the love of God. No, you're not. You're supposed to beat their head in. Amen. Somebody come in there and bust your kids in the stomach? It's not time to show the love of God. It's time to show the wrath of God. Amen. That's right, man. I mean, bam, buddy. He may be bigger than me, but I'll get me an equalizer. That's right. I'm not, and you're not much of a man either, if you'd stand and let somebody bust your kids in the stomach. Now, if a woman was trying to get me to leave my wife and run off with her, that's what she'd be doing to my kids. You know what happens when mom and daddy separate? Kids' stomach hurt just like somebody's beating it. So you go back to work tomorrow and say, you hit my kids in the stomach. They'll say, what? I'm going to hit you in the stomach, you dog. Bow, bow. Because that's what he's doing. He's making your kids' stomach hurt. And it don't just hurt for a little while like a punch. It hurts the rest of their lives. Never, ever does it quit hurting. Sin is awful. Sin is wicked. Sin will make you cry yourself to sleep at night. It's not worth it, kids. It's not worth it, young people. It's not worth it, mama. It's not worth it, daddy. It never is worth the price you pay for sin. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You'll come back one day and say, I sure wish I'd listened. I've got hell to pay now, man. I should have listened to what God said. You say, well, I know so-and-so, and they sinned like you're talking about, and nothing ever did happen to them. Just give it a while. Give it a while. It always comes back. Pow! Unless it's dealt with. Now, if you'll deal with it and ask forgiveness for what you've done wrong and turn from your heart, God will have mercy. But secret sin will destroy you. Will destroy you. That's the message. I don't know how to give the invitation. I guess you would be embarrassed. You thought, Lord, I couldn't go to the altar and pray about bubblegum now. People think I'm running around on my mat. Well, the truth is, it don't really matter what people think. I get down here today and pray about my secret sins, man. Stuff that comes in my heart that ain't right. Don't you try to act like it don't never you. We better just forget about what people think and deal with it. Here today. Let's stand with our heads bowed. Every head bowed. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed this morning. Somebody here this morning needs to have some surgery. I recommend surgery this morning. Let the Word of God cut it out. Let the Word of God cut it out. Right there where you stand this morning. I was preaching in a church in South Carolina some time ago. A woman came running down the altar after I got through preaching. She said, "Preacher," she was bawling. She said, "I had an affair and run around with this guy and left my husband. And then he went and murdered my husband, killed him. And I was with him. We went to prison for it." And she said, "I've been holding that in all these years, and it's about to drive me crazy. I want it out. I want it over with. I want it right. I want to be able to go on with my life with a clear conscience." And the church forgave her, and people were crying and hugging her necks. She got right, brother, and now she's doing good. You can't go around carrying that on you all your life, my friend. If you got something in your heart that you need to deal with and get rid of this morning, you need to be on this altar. Don't you worry about what somebody else is. Who's here? Who's looking? Who ain't? Hey, I don't care. Get down here and pray. Just come on right now. Just get out of your seat and come on right now. Something's coming. Something's coming. Thank God. There ain't nothing to be ashamed of. You got habits. How about young people? You got some habits. That secret sin, it'll steal your joy. It'll come out on you. It'll mess you up every time. Maybe you're here this morning, you've never been saved. You're not a Christian. Sin will destroy you and eventually take you to hell. Why don't you come to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Put your faith and trust in Him and what He did for you on the cross. We're going to pray. We're going to sing. While these are on the altar praying this morning, others need to come. Just move. Move right now and just get out of here. Morning, be honest before God. Lord, I'd be scared to walk out of here this morning knowing that I've got sin in my heart. Help folks to deal with it today in Jesus' name. Amen.